7/18/2023, it's a Wild from Pedro show.
Let me ask you this. What do you think about living in life up to this point?
Well, I couldn't give you an answer. I couldn't have paired it together well enough, you know? I don't think I have. I couldn't say.
Do you think there seems to be an overall plan to the thing? And do you think that your life is predetermined, or that you're your own free agent and you make what you want of your life?
Well, it seems like I make. I believe when you say that you make almost what you want, but in a way you do, but like when, it seems like far you don't have much to do with.
Much control over
you. Yeah, like when, you know, you kind of set your course, but when you arrive and things like that, you know. It doesn't always happen as you plan, you know. You don't know that's
sure
somewhere else. You know, you can kind of set it.
Show, happy Monday. Started off John Coltrane having trouble giving an answer to August Bloom, June 15th, 1958. Sometimes it's hard to have a simple answer, even if it's a simple question, right? Okay, because of those Estonian software engineers with their Skype invention, I got all the way from Kansas City. Oh, yeah. We played their tune off their upcoming record. Art Punks, AARP people, it's an older organization. And Dan Jones and the Squids, welcome aboard. Dan, Matt, Steve.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
Hi.
When's the last time I saw you? 2 months ago?
Yeah. That was a couple months ago.
Yeah.
In town.
Right, right. In fact, I've been reading about this part, Westport. Because I just got finished with Charlie Parker, Chuck Haddix's biography on him. And he talks about his younger days in this Westport. I guess where your club is, Steve, was only a few blocks from where he grew up.
Pretty close, yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That shows you about music, people. It might change in the kind of beats per minute, kind of chords, stuff like that. But still, essential fabric for us humans. So tell me about this new... Well, how long has the band been together now?
We've been together 10 years now.
Okay, so this is in 10 years, how many records? What record is this?
This is, if you count the digital live one we did during the pandemic, this is the third. So the Squids of Eugene did one back
in the... Oh, that's right. I'm thinking of...
Yeah.
Because people, I got to tell the listeners, I first met Dan and Eugene. I didn't know he was a Kansas City... Cat,
that's right.
You know, he's going to school there. And, and then you made a life there, yeah, but then you went back from your origin, back to your origins, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think Squids, early Squids, played with your organ trio.
Yeah, Second Man.
Second Man at Wow Hall.
Right, it was the second opera.
And that was like 20, that's been 20 years.
It was the early 2000s. It actually wasn't out yet. We only played a few parts of the second opera at that time. But yeah, and we conked at your pad.
That's right.
And, enough about what. Let's talk about Dan Jones and the Squid. So what makes this third one different?
Well, the pandemic one was a trio, but this one is the first true trio record I've ever made.
Yeah.
So there's something, I think, a little cleaner about it, a little more stripped down. There's some overdubs, but nothing fancy.
Well, I remember at the gig, it wasn't always a trio. You had some cat on for some side stuff, right?
Facts.
Yeah,
right.
That was special sauce for that night.
Yeah, special sauce.
Rich.
Yeah, he's on two tracks or three tracks on the record, too.
He plays on two tracks.
Well, tell me how the tunes came together. Did you demo them all out and give them to Steve and Matt?
I did. I think all of them were demoed out.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but as far as demo, that was like singing guitar. It was still Matt and Steve coming up with bass and drums, right?
He sometimes puts bass and drums on his demos, but we never play what he puts on his demos.
and those things on the demos, what are they? Are they like drum machine shit?
Sometimes I do the like keyboard drums, like
your
drums or whatever. Sometimes I'll use a drum loop to keep it solid. Sometimes I'll play the drums myself in a rudimentary way. Then I'll play bass, too, in a rudimentary way, too.
But they're just kind of placeholders, like Steve was saying. They bring in their own parts, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, he's always been pretty cool about letting us just do whatever we want when we get the song. So.
Yeah, I've never been that way of writing other people's parts or anything. I don't, you know, that takes the energy out of it that we get from arranging together.
Yeah.
Hence this next tune. It's called My Remotes.
Triple A, go around on the Smoking a cigarette, thinking about the times you let me down. Living in my regret, but I stay away from your side of town. Thinking about the times I let you down. Thinking about the times I let you down. Then I think of your arms around me. Thinking about the times I let you down. Watching the sun go down, you always said you were afraid. Afraid of what I am, but you know you should have stayed. Tortured by the past, we just couldn't be hurt again.
Smoking a cigarette, thinking about the times I let you down.
I can see into the future, though I can't ever for it. Call in a mask on this to me, although the odor isn't sure. I read from right to left. 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 I was thinking, I was in a meditation, waiting,
Self-incurred, self-indignation, self-infatuated, self-inflation, self-inflicted, self-instructed, self-initiative, self-injured. Self-inspected, self-instructed, self-intensified, self-intersecting, self-invention, self-invited, self-judgment, oh, self-laceration, self-laudatory, self-lightning, self-liking, self-loathing, self-locating, self-lubricated. Self-mockery, self-mistrust, self-monitoring, self-mortification, self-multiplied, self-murder, self-mutilating, self-mutilation, self-negating, self-neglect, self-observation, self-revealed. Swing.
chair toward the mirror. Shave it, trim it, give it a lather, a steam towel. Big smile, gosh, looks great, I'm glowing. Shave a few pounds, rave about a new show on Netflix. Project a disembodied speaker, brush dirt off my sweater. Dialogue, exposition, imperative persona. Wipe it out, erase it, deploy predictable patterns.
Restaurant. Two perfect hamlets being enough. deer that fell furthest from the tree. Days of old, you'd have been a brave man, winning your battles, so gather. But we've all got a chip in the armor, and we've all got an itch we've got to scratch. Sometimes that itch will become an irritation, and that itch will become a rash. Leveled out at 45 and put the car home in drive. There's no chance in looking back. There's no rearview mirror in this life. But we've all got to choose, and we've all got an itch we've got to scratch. Become an irritation, and that itch will become a rash. So I'll keep playing the numbers game just to stop myself. Stop myself. Thank you.
Watch for Pedro Show. That truck of music start off. Dan Jones and the Squids. My Remotes. The new album. What's the name of the new album?
Rock and Roll Daydreams.
Rock and Roll Daydreams, people. What other kind are there, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And then Red Largo, this is brand new.
What's
out
that?
Of Berlin, Germany. Yeah, Ex Machina, this radio edit. Fred sent me this yesterday. Todd Apperson. Todd Apperson's a cat I knew a few years younger, me and D. Boone. But he was a Pedro guy, a friend of Joe Boone, D. Boone's little brother. And we lost him a couple months ago. I guess his sister said natural causes, but he had written me right before. I mean, like, you know, a couple hours. Like, how do you, you're a couple years older than me. How do you do these tours? Then he's gone. 62. Day after tomorrow, I'm 66. Anyway, Todd was a good cat. Actually was in the Reactionaries, like half a gig. Band before the Minutemen. So it's Todd Apperson. Walked around. Extract after that out of Montreal with Cygnus. Van Conner used to play bass for the Screaming Trees. We lost him maybe 10 months ago. Great cat. I took Screaming Trees on their first two tours. Late 80s. Leaf Blower, brand new. From the Joshua Tree here in the desert. The Galexisy people, I'm going to play with them next month. Out in the desert. Stars of Today. No, Stars at Day. What the fuck? You know, stars are out during the daytime, people. Sun just bogarts them. Yeah. Then Credo, April 22nd, 22, with Demasadra Cordura Pueda Se Locura. A Stony Spring after that, this is brand new from them. Self-revealed. Some of these guys are in, what's that called? Spy versus Spy. Joe, the drummer man that I played with Toko Honda. Joe Berardi. Yeah, damn my memory. Barry Stock after that. The Bottomless Cup of Sorrow. Sky Furrows from their latest album. Two Hamlets. Upstate New York. New Part System featuring Yvette Masodi. This is from, Nexus Kin. He wrote this for all the hell that's going on with us humans not treating each other right. Tim Hohouse, going to be in Pedro next month. Numbers game. Bob Lord with Cubes of Spheres and Ryan Graves. And finally, Dan Jones and the Squids from the new album. This is called The Rhythm and the Rhyme. So, let me get back to this here. Steve, Matt, Dan will flow you the thing, and then he says you can do whatever you want. But he does give you the demo, right? So it's...
At
least you got a point of reference, right?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of like Ornette Coleman dancing. I mean, they're almost playing different stuff, right? I mean, that's the idea, I guess. Dancing in your head. So... But that says to me is Dan trusts you guys with his music, with his tunes.
For sure.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like, make this be so. It's more like, whoa, this is the starting point. Now it's your turn to create. Create with some drum. Create with some bass.
Yeah.
And it takes a while. I mean, but... We'll season it for quite a while before the parts kind of stick. So,
right, and in a band, you know, it's an ensemble, right? And I think with an ensemble, you're trying to build an interesting conversation. So, you know, that means, you give them some either statements or questions, and then you get a response, right? And then from there, that in a way is what we come up. I mean, at the end of the day, right, we don't know how you got it, right? How many people take field trips of sausage factories, right? They're eating plenty of hot dogs, right? So maybe it's easier that way, right?
It becomes its own thing, its own sausage.
Right, right. So you have no problem with that, right? You let it go once you give Matt and Steve the demo.
Yeah, I can't think of very often I've sort of redirected anything or not liked anything. I'm pretty easy, really.
We've had one song that we still haven't really figured out. It's been a minute where we kept changing, trying to change and try to throw something new on
it.
Where he had the demo, but we're like, no, it needs to be something different. But one's still in the
cooking. Well, let me ask you about the recording process. What studio are you using?
We used Temple Sounds in Kansas City. It was across the street from Record Bar on Grand. They actually closed right before our mixing started, so we mixed it at
Massive
Sounds, and the engineer, recordist, and mixing was all J.B. Moreland, Brendan J.B. Moreland. So he did our last studio record too, and he's
the guitar
he's
player.
Kind of our
Rex Hobart and the Misery Boys.
Yeah.
Okay, and so what I'm wondering about is, you say you got one more still to go, and you say it's closed.
The Temple, they lost their lease and they moved out, and then the guy that JB that did the recording, he's working out of this place called Massive Sound now, and so he ended up doing the mixing. He did the mixing after they moved all their gear out of the other place. So.
Oh, okay. So, you're not under any wire or something. You can still, you know, what did Orson Welles say? No wine before it's time, right?
Right.
I think the
Lassan brothers.
The tune Steve was talking about is just one that probably will try to revive it in the future on the next project or whatever.
Oh, okay. So you're done. So when do you think this baby's coming out?
I don't know. The current record's been out since September.
Yeah.
Right now we have two tunes that I think are totally ready to go that we love and people love. And I think we probably, I've never really cut a single before or cut a two-song EP before. So I think that's probably what we'll do next.
Yeah, maybe with this. We've talked about this local band called Utilitarians doing a little split with them. It might be fun.
Yeah.
Okay, and what about tour?
We've done a few trips this year. We went to Omaha, St. Louis,
Cedar
Falls up at...
We're kind of weekend warring it with the jobs. And
little tours. Okay.
Yeah.
Look, we'll get more into this because we're at the end of the first hour here. December 18, 2023 edition of What Pedro Shows, Dan Jones and the Squids. Special guest. Hold tight for hour two. December 18, 2023 is the second hour of the What Pedro Show.
of the hill. Surfing on your Smith Corona ribbon still. You'll have a wagon and a rubber ball. And your favorite pair of worn out overalls.
material living. When I think of you, I don't see someone helpless whose life is a mess like mine. When I turn the corner, I wanna be you. When I grow up, I wanna be you. When I'm done flailing, I wanna be you. I wanna be you. When I look around at the sea of blank faces and empty hearts that have never known love, I look at you and I'm blinded by what I see. No one carries you, you carry yourself, and you do it gracefully. When I turn the corner, I wanna be you. When I pass the window, I wanna be you. When I look in the mirror, I wanna be you. I wanna be you.
For Pedro Show, start off the second hour. Dan Jones and the Squids doing Shook Loose. Alan Ravenstein after that with White Plains. Flower from Nashville. That's composed by David Huang Mailman. Performed by the Eugene Difficult Music Ensemble. Live at the EDME New Music Fest 2023, Day 2. Then we had African Head Charge with Asa Latua, Helico with Howdy, FOD with These Boots, Whipper Snapper, excerpt from Victoria Shedd, and finally, I Wanna Be You, Dan Jones and Squid. Okay, I Wanna Be You, only cover of the album, right? And this is a friend of yours over there in the Northwest?
Yeah, it's a song by Ed Cole, who's a good friend. We were in a band called Activator together, and he, way back 23 years ago, and he's a good buddy and a great songwriter. He has a band called Trouble Cuts in Portland now. That's a solo tune of his that I just love. So, and then there's Janie Jones on the record too.
That's right. There was a Clash song. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And when I was talking with Matt about that, the Tory Crimes. Tory Crimes, Terry Chimes, whatever the fuck. His style's such a strange thing, you know. But bringing it over, interpret. U.S. drummer's a little more swing, you know, not so stiff and square like that. And you were saying something about Vancouver, people, when you're on the I-5, the big Vancouver is actually between Oregon and Washington State. It's not between U.S. and Canada. That's the next Vancouver you run into. I don't know where they got. It's right on the border. You can imagine, like, people the first time they get a little confused, right?
It's like North Portland.
Now the Squids that played in Eugene, who was on drums and bass? With that version.
So that started during One Man Submarine record I made. That was Eric, Eric Jensen on drums and Dave Snyder on bass.
And they're still in Eugene? I mean, you had this band before, right?
Yeah, and kind of a lot of different members before. This version, like Steve and Matt, has been super stable. We had our friend Alex played guitar with us for a while for the first half of the band, I guess, here in Kansas City. But the Squids and Eugene went on to Brian Patrick played bass for a while, and Brian Gardner played drums. Michael Ast played drums. Dave would kind of come in and out, play baritone guitar, bass. It was kind of more of a pickup band for a while. And then I started Golden Motors in Eugene, which was
That's right. And I played with you at that place that was kind of like an automobile repair place, right?
Yeah, we played there on the Hyphenated Man tour.
Right, third opera.
At Sam Bond's.
See, that's the name of the place. And Steve, Matt, have you ever played with Dan in Eugene?
We did. We did about a year, 2 years ago. Right after Pam. We had a tour booked, Seattle, Portland, Eugene, et cetera. And then it was supposed to be the weekend. Everything shut down for COVID.
Okay.
And we managed to go back.
March of 20, I think.
Yep.
Yeah.
We managed to go back about a year and a half later or something like that, right?
Yeah.
And we did that. It was amazing. It was really fun.
Yeah.
I want to go back.
Oh, yeah? And what was the venue for that, Pat?
Sam Bonds.
It was Sam Bonds.
Oh, it was Sam Bonds again. Okay. Are they still doing gigs? That's a trippy place. I dug it.
Yeah. It's definitely been kind of the center of...
I'll tell you another place I like in Eugene is that pizza pad.
Dante's?
Cosmic? World Pies.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
World Pies.
Yeah.
I know. Trippy name. And you wouldn't think it'd be a very good gig. It's kind of big and open. But it's fucking happening to play. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let me play the title song from the new album. Chicken. Spot for Pedro Show, that chunk of music. Start off, Dan Jones and Squids doing Rock and Roll Daydreams. Title tune, Potamus. And we had Visible Cloaks with Yoshio Ojima, Satsuki Shibano doing Smar Nefa Par Sagas Adosir. Yeah, pardon my fucked up lame French. Didn't mean to do that. Okay. Then we had Brother Steve McKay, the sax man with the Stooges. This was with him with the Blue Prostitutes. Doing live Caesar's Palace, October 16, 2007. Speed Turning Light. Then we had Savage Republic, First Siege. Many men played with Savage Republic out in the desert. That's that First Desolation game. They just made it. Documentary about that stuff. Toll Ache, No Current, No Life. Oh, yeah, before that, Vacant in Possessions, a fake fence post. It's Graham out of England. Kenophobia. And finally, Dan Jones, Squids. Just enough hours in the day. So, let's get into your kind of songwriting. Dan, do you write your lyrics for this tune, or do you have a big old, like, reservoir? And so when the tunes come up, oh, I got some words that could fit here. Or how do you do that?
Yeah, I don't have a reservoir. It's more like I write every day regardless. And so when something strikes me, I can usually get in the flow of it pretty quick. I don't know if that makes sense, but the music and the words usually kind of come together. And usually, you know, if you can block in the first verse, then usually that determines sort of the cadence and so forth. And then I might, like, write the third verse later. But usually it's pretty much kind of like one thing. And I'm pretty open to whatever I come up with. I don't edit myself. I like the first take, first thought, best thought, idea.
And when does the title come?
Mm.
I ask a lot of people that on the show because, like, Watt has to start with the title or I got no focus. But almost everybody I ask that question to, they give the title last after everything's been worked out.
Yeah, usually it's last or there's a working title.
You're in the majority then, of the people I've asked. I'm just always curious about that.
Yeah.
And have you ever written instrumentals for the band?
Yeah, I do. I do a lot, actually. I mean, I usually write. Sorry about the dog.
That's all right.
She's nervous.
The first record started with instrumental.
Yeah.
We had some spoken word we put on top of it, but it was instrumental.
So you recorded it all musically, and then afterwards you put on some spiel?
Yeah.
Yeah, our friend Joey Slab did a poem with it. But yeah, I write. I don't know. I do this demo of the month thing that I put on Bandcamp, and I'd say every five or six tunes I'll probably do a instrumental. And I think it gives my brain a chance to rest from words and chance to just be more free on the guitar, I guess.
Well, some people I've had on the show, they got like kind of a diary. You know, they're always writing words. Even, you know, when they're not writing music. So when it comes to writing music, they can go back to, like we were saying, this reservoir thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, think about a tune, you know. You want to get a music, of course it's music, that's the foundation, and then maybe you want an idea or a message you want to get. But also, you got to communicate with the other guys you're going to create this with.
Yeah.
And do they ever ask you, hey, what are we fucking singing about this time, Dan?
I will have to. Really, just say what I think you said? Dan's actually took a couple suggestions when I was like, maybe you should change that word or something.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm curious. We're at the end of the second hour, December 18, 2023, Dish Watt Peters, our special guest, Dan Jones and Squids. Matt and Steve, hold tight for hour three. December 18, 2023. It's the third hour of the Law for Pedro show.
Here comes the shark in the car, and it's low. Where does the walking
Start off the third hour, Dan Jones and the Squids doing Carb King. Then we had Dimensional from Acid Mother Temple doing the collaboration with the Reynolds out of Argentina, Japan, Argentina, connect there. Eugene, Chad Bourne with Rake Live. You know, he plays electric rake. This is him live. And the hazards of club life. Dan Squid and the Dan Jones and the Squid. Dan Squid and the Jones. Fucking idiot. Why? So, a tune like this, is this kind of, what, like tour life? Or is it more like local gig life?
I'd say it's, well, more like local gig life for me, yeah. Because I haven't toured all that much, but as far as, I don't know, I guess it's a song about sobriety, just having seen what drinking does to a lot of people, seen a lot of, you know, you see, it's, we're all part of the big story of that. And so I wrote the tune before I stopped drinking, actually. But,
me and you were talking about that, right? Because what, I think today's 354 for me. But part of the hazards of playing clubs is becoming an alcoholic.
One of the hazards.
Or the potential. I'm not saying everybody who plays a club has to be an alcoholic, but there's probably enough alcoholics not in clubs either.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's a weird dilemma, right? Because a lot of pads offer us the opportunity to play live by selling alcohol that helps support them. But not too much alcohol, right? And then so you got to learn how to use it, not use it. You know, I've been, you know, almost 66 years of experiment with that kind of thing. And I had to stop it. It was killing me. Well, my tolerance was getting so big. I couldn't get drunk on a court. Yeah. That doesn't mean the poison wasn't just as strong. It's just that, yeah, right? Tolerance is a trippy-ass thing. I thought it was stuff like more like, oh, how to keep a family together, a relationship. But for you, it's for drinking. Okay, yeah. So I actually, 20-something years ago, I had to stop drinking when it came to music. But then, even having it all disciplined like that, it still ended up kicking my fucking ass.
Yeah.
Without driving, without playing, keeping it just on, you know, I'm safe at the conch pad. This tolerance thing, it was getting taken more and more, and it was like, so, yeah, had to put the plug in the jug. Interesting. Don't mean to, Bogart on you, Matt and Steve. Me and Dan, little struggle there.
I'm over right now, so.
Oh, okay.
We had you remember the band Sin City Disciples?
Sure.
So we lost Buddy John Paul, the drummer. This year he got a car hit and ran him.
Oh.
And we had the memorial last night. It was a great to do. It was a really, really wonderful send off.
He must have not been that old.
Sixty-two maybe.
62. Okay.
Damn. I think that's where he was. He might have been just.
Right. Well, you never know. You know, that's the thing about. But definitely, there's behaviors that can quick it along. But a hit and run, that's fucked up.
Yeah, it was fucked up.
Yeah, it's fucked up. Okay, what do we got here? Riding in the
pocket of time.
That's it. I couldn't even read my own writing.
Forever, our hobbies will just lit up. 恋しい、お山が恋しい、
お山が恋しい、都内では。
Yeah.
cicada and a cage of tomatoes, a preposterous cranberry moon. How did we end up in a world that's so luscious, a world we could eat with a spoon? Creator, creator, and a patch of potatoes, are you a boy or a girl? How did the pea get out of the pod? I'm just a cloud on the night in a field. The story I started about the beauty I see in the world. A roll in the dirt, it's a new kind of church. I sing like a frog in a pail. Creator, creator, I'm always waiting. Just a little times. I know now that kindness and courage will win, but it's hard to be worldly about it. Creator, creator, up early or later, just a little.
Pedro Show, last music for this edition. Yeah. Dan Jones, Squids, Right in the Pocket. Akira Sakata's the great quintet, right? The great Sakata quintet with Tornado, part two of two. And finally, Dan Squid and the Joneses, right? With Frog in a Pail. Now, this is interesting. I know about the lobster in the pot, right? If you boil the water, right, it don't know. If you try to stick the lobster in the hot water, it's going to freak out, right? But if you put them in the pot and you slowly bring the water up, it don't know it's getting cooked. Is this the same kind of idea?
No, this is more like it.
Whoops.
Think it's more about a small pond, about a small sense of the world and opening up to a bigger sense of the world, more possibility or more trust in the big picture or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes, I remember the Agatha, you know, Kay was way into the Agatha Christie, right? She had this, what was her name, Miss Marple? Like this little persona for figuring out. And she would always relate her little town to figure out these murders, right? You know, that reminds me of that mailman that we got. And so sometimes it can work to the positive where you, like, reduce the whole world down to shit that you know in your own little town. But other times, I understand what you're saying. It's kind of blinders. If you aren't open-minded enough, you think all that, you know, in front of you is all there is. And that's kind of stupid.
Yeah. I tend to be more that way. And part of what I love about being in a band with Steve is he's always trying new things, opening up to new things and adventuring. And Matt, too.
What are the new things right now concerning the band these two guys are bringing for you?
Some experiment, like the end of that song, just enough hours in the day, we kind of went experimental. Yeah. And kind of letting it get far out sometimes.
About that tune at the gig where you brought the sax man on?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's on a couple, and I think he'll be on
You think that the band is heading towards this kind of direction?
I would love it to be a little bit weirder and less blocked out.
We did
rock and roll bar chords. I mean, yeah.
We did a gig a few weeks back. Matt's daughter had a hospital emergency, and Matt couldn't make the gig.
Yeah.
And so the sax guy there and another drummer, and we did an improvisation set. And it was the first time we'd ever done that. It was pretty wild.
We managed a few that we know somehow together, but it was very
we just kind of got far out.
Yeah.
But it was scary, but you dug it at the same time.
Yeah, we call it, what did we call it? December function.
Oh, so this was real recent. Okay.
It was scary, but I felt more alive at that point than I had in a long time from playing, you know, sort of the same set for a while.
Well, have you ever thought about getting some studio time ready and then going in knowing you ain't got tunes, you're just going to try to fucking let the freak flag fly?
We've never done that.
I'm all about it. I agree.
I'll do it.
So, Balls, okay. So maybe that's the fourth album.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, can I put the invite out?
Hell yeah.
When you get this going and stuff, to come back on the show, we can play it all and talk about it. Because, you know, having guys that you trust with your music, you can take chances like that, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of the bitching things about having a band. You make things safe enough to be crazy.
That's a great way to put it.
I know that sounds contradictory, but to have that trust, right, have cats you've been playing with, and you've done the blocked out thing, and that's worked out, so why not get a little perilous?
Yeah. I'm down.
Yeah. I mean, you know, let's say we got a sailboat. You can't go to the ocean and say, hey, I want the wind blowing this way, right? You got to see how the wind blows. And you could probably get around. But it ain't going to be about by just explaining things. It's by being in the moment. And maybe with unscored music, yeah, I'm curious to hear a Dan Squid and the Joneses record like that.
That one might be called that.
Yeah. I love making up
the idiot and Pedro is coming up with some title names. Okay. Well, man, look, I can't wait to hear this, what results from that planning, and I can't wait to share a stage again with you guys, either in your town or you come out on tour and I play with you and Pedro.
I would love to do that.
Yeah. You know, we got a club now, the Sardine.
I see those gigs on Instagram.
Okay. So either you bring it out here or we go and we do it again there. I really like that pad. I mean, I like playing the record bar too. But that last pad, that was really fucking happening. So I can't thank you enough. And thank you for being on the show, and I can't wait till next time. So
thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolute. Beautiful. Thank you again. People, it's been December 18, 2023 edition of WAP Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.